And then over here,
Power Blanket makes heating and cooling wraps of all sizes, from coffee cups to jet engines. The CEO knows everyone as he walks around the floor.
Hi, Eddie.
They are growing fast, but they have a problem.
We need employees.
Brent Redicup serves on the board of the Utah Manufacturers Association. He also meets with the Home Builders Association.
Both of us are shortage of jobs.
He decided to give felons and ex-convicts a try. It's based on his weekend volunteer work at the Utah State Prison and realizing it was time to walk the walk.
They paid their debt to society. They come out, they need a job.
And he hasn't looked back.
They come in, they're very stable, they're very loyal, they are hardworking. They know that we give them a chance here at Power Blanket, and so they're very loyal to us.
Division of Workforce Services Chief Economist Carrie Main says this is a population in the past that would find it difficult to get employment, but now it's such a tight labor market, things have changed.
We tell people who maybe once upon a time had given up on looking for work because of barriers that they experience, now is the time for them to re-energize that work search, because those barriers may not be barriers anymore. And it can change the trajectory of Utah's economy for years to come.
Main says DWS can help employers get creative in finding workers, like those leaving a correctional facility, but also refugees, immigrants, retirees, teens, people with disabilities, and more.
There is going to have to be a bit of a mind shift, because these employees, these special populations that we're talking about, do have barriers. So you have things that you might need to get over, but working with your industry partners, you can develop strategies around this. And there are a lot of success stories around this. It's just a long-run benefit for the whole economy.
Power Blanket CEO is pleased.
It works. And their confidence, if you would have seen them, how they walked in the first 1-6 months, and then see him walk now. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
He does random drug tests. He knows the challenges, but he's looking to expand this program among other companies in the future with the help of organizations like One Heart and Lift Up.
Are we really going to walk the talk, right?
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.